Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, a mini podcast for wedding photographers. I'm taking some of the wedding industry's top pros out for coffee so you don't have to. I'm your host, Kelsey of Kelsey Reagan Photography. So many wedding photographers are looking to break into the next tier of the market or have their eyes on working with the industry's top pros, but they don't know where to start. The advice of networking by inviting people on coffee dates is outdated and not realistic for most busy wedding vendors. So I'm taking fellow wedding industry experts out for virtual coffee dates, and you get to eavesdrop on our whole conversation. These pros are dropping some gems of advice for wedding photographers on how to become a photographer fellow wedding vendors love to work with and how to become someone they refer over and over again. Let's dive in. Okay, welcome. We have Mark Spooner joining us today. Mark is a Massachusetts-based wedding photographer, and I will let him introduce himself. But Mark is the second photographer that we have on our podcast, and it was really important to me in thinking about guests that I'm inviting on the show to have them be photographers that in my mind are really specializing in something and doing it really well. So I don't want to give too much away, but we are going to hear all about associate shooting and wedding programs from Mark. So welcome, Mark.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Kelsey. Yeah. I'm excited to be here.
I would love to have you take a second to just introduce yourself and your business and just share a little bit about your associate program and how and why you got into it.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so Mark Spooner Photography has kind of been in business since 2011. The first several years of that were definitely just me scrapping things together and building the business out. Primarily, we serve wedding clients across the business, but I also do have a quieter commercial arm of my business as well. And then our associate program began in 2018 with just a single photographer. And I'm sure we can get into this a little bit, but that single photographer was a friend of mine. His name's Carl. He also has a wonderful business of his own. And he came on board in 2018 just to try to sort of experiment with the associate model and see how that goes. And then in the subsequent years, since Carl came on board in 2018, we've since grown to right now a team of five photographers total. Wow. And with that model, we're able to serve somewhere between 50 and 60 wedding couples per year. Wow. And it's been really great.
That's amazing. And are all of your associates local or have they expanded a bit?
I would say regionally they're local. I mean, we're still in the greater New England area. Maisie, one of our newest associates, is actually based in sort of the Hudson Valley area, but we do a lot of work kind of throughout New England and into the Hudson Valley area as well. So it's exciting to have her out there to be able to serve some of our Western Mass couples and the Hudson Valley as well.
Very cool. And how many of those weddings are you photographing now? Of the 50 and 60 that your company shoots, how many are you photographing?
It's a great question. It's a moving target always. And I think, part of the appeal of the associate program as my business has grown as my sort of personal needs have grown throughout the years with now having a family and weekends become a little bit more precious. I would say on average, I personally photograph anywhere between 20 and 25 weddings per year. That number is moving down in a way that I'm excited about. We have an expanded team to still be able to kind of get our overall numbers where we need them to be. My goal is to be able to be a little bit more selective with the weekends that I take on. And our associates range in how many weddings they take on per year. I would say the average is 8 to 10 between associates, but some of them have been booked a little bit more heavily over the years. And as their personal needs ebb and flow as well, that number kind of changes.
And do all of your associates have wedding photography businesses of their own, or do they do something else and then kind of shoot weddings on the side?
Yeah, it ranges amongst the team as well. I would say definitely all of my associates have had a robust wedding photography business of their own, whether or not they're still managing that or have maybe sunset that a little bit more, kind of ranges amongst the team. But all of my associates are on board with Mark Spooner Photography as just a 1099 subcontractor. So we don't have any sort of exclusivity agreement or anything like that. They are fully able to book their own work or work for other photographers as they're needed to. But yes, all of the photographers, one thing that I was really dedicated to in evaluating who and how we would bring on more photographers over the years, and kind of a strategic challenge has been, I wanted to figure out a way to scale our volume without becoming a wedding factory or sort of a more volume-based model in general. Mark Spooner Photography kind of started out as an artist model of, you would be hiring Mark Spooner the person. I have, leveraged my brand to be one of very kind of personal white glove service. And the associates, despite having a different name and having a different, slightly different artistic approach and stuff like that, I'm still positioning them to be an extension of that sort of personalized white glove service. Yeah, one of the things that was very important to me in doing that, it was that the people that I brought on all had a very specific wedding photography background and the specific skills needed to do that work well.
Yeah, that was gonna lead into my next question, which is, can you just give us sort of a high level from start to finish? So from the hiring process through onboarding to sort of like your workflow with these photographers, just a high level view of how that works logistically. Because I think there are a lot of photographers who are interested in having associate programs, but just have a hard time conceptualizing who to hire, who they can trust to go out and shoot under their brand, and how that works without just, tripling or quadrupling your editing flow.
Yeah, totally. I think it's a great question, and I think kind of the first thing that you would need to figure out is sort of what use case for associates you want to have. I think the common practice that I've seen is either, photographers have what I would call maybe a quiet associate program where they have maybe one or more associates that they keep on a, I guess, yeah, sort of a more private level. They're not sort of a forward-facing part of their public brand, and they're utilized in circumstances that are either like, they're not available as the lead, and they want to still try to acquire the client, and so they pitch this sort of surprise associate program in an effort to do that. Or, maybe it's just a few one-off circumstances over the course of a season. And that's certainly how I started. My first associate, Carl, was just sort of there because I started getting to a point where I was, in a good way, receiving more leads than I had personally time to book. And so we were like, hey, what if we work so similarly, our work is so, similarly wonderful. Let's try to see if people would resonate with the idea of working with you. And then as that moment model succeeded and I brought in more associates. I've since decided to make them part of my public facing brand, with the intention being that Mark Spooner Photography offers a really similar product across the whole spectrum of services, but at different price points and with different sort of availability. So it's been a way for me to widen the funnel. So, long-winded answer, but I would say, like, first kind of figure out what use case you want associates to fill. Is it that you want to genuinely grow a team and start presenting yourself publicly as more of a team-based model? Or are you just hoping to have, a handful of additional bookings quietly throughout the year? Both are totally fine. I think they would just have slightly different approaches to, the things I would put in place before you do that. But I think critical to either is really clear expectations between you and the associate. So, like what I did is I just started putting feelers out there in those initial conversations to see what would be appealing to someone as an associate and what they would need to feel secure and confident and satisfied in surrendering their booking schedule for my business. So you know that comes down to pay schedule, responsibilities as a whole. So I would say across our team, the value of the associate program differs a little bit between my team. You know, some people really value just not having to edit and they really enjoy shooting. And so that is a great and sustaining, you know, source of satisfaction for them. Whereas other people are really just trying to fill, you know, a certain number of dates in their calendar or get into a new market, which Mark Spooner Photography has been able to provide them. So I think starting the conversation with any potential associate of what's going to be worth it to you is kind of frames it as a mutually beneficial thing from the start and helps to guarantee more sustainability and you know long-term success. Because it does take a lot to set up, and if it doesn't yield or if it's over in a year, you know, it's you're starting from the ground again, and that's maybe less than ideal.
Yeah. And as far as workflow goes, are you the one when we're talking about sort of meeting with couples ahead of time and, you know, what happens after the wedding with editing and gallery delivery? How does that work within your business?
Yeah, so within our business, again, really trying to avoid getting to a volume-based model where, you know, clients don't feel like they have knowledge of who their photographer is or any relationship built up with them. Each of my associates has an email that they manage under my brand. And the way that it works really simply is an inquiry will come in. That inquiry might have either said from the jump that they want to work with one of our associates or, you know, either my availability or their budget just leads me to believe that it would be better for an associate. Or frankly, for me, I'm just as happy when an associate books a wedding than when I book a wedding. And so I oftentimes will just forward every inquiry among the team just to give that inquiry the highest range of availability that we have. So once I've confirmed that an associate is available and a client has expressed an interest in that associate, so if multiple associates are available, I present that to the client and I say, hey, here's our associates. We each have our own individual portfolios on my website. You can take time to figure out what you resonate with or what you don't, and then you let me know who you want to connect with. And so once that client has expressed, hey, you know, we love Masao's work and we want to connect with him, Masao manages a calendar through my business that he manages on his own schedule. He'll actually take the sales call. And I've kind of trained him. Again, all these associates are coming from wedding businesses and backgrounds of their own, so training is minimal. But it's been a great way to make those clients feel that we're still getting a very personalized service, and have a personal relationship with our photographer. And then we have the trusted confidence, hopefully, of Mark Spooner Photography, the brand. So they take that initial inquiry. Once the clients express that they would like to book and move forward, I handle all of the actual contracts, invoicing, everything like that. And then the way we frame it is that we're both readily available for you throughout the rest of the planning process. Realistically, maybe we have a couple touch points throughout the booking window. And then I'm providing the questionnaire with all the logistical information to whoever the lead shooter is. I take care of securing second photographers if that's needed for the event. And then, yeah, that the associate would photograph the wedding and then deliver the cards or the data from the cards via WeTransfer over to me. I then handle all the gallery delivery, editing, etc.
Amazing. Wow, I love that. I don't know what I expected, but
Yeah.
I love that your clients can still have a personal relationship with their photographer and the person that's going to be there on their wedding
Totally.
day
Yeah.
without, you know, you having to do all of the meetings and all of the work ahead of time for all of
Yeah,
the weddings.
and that's been, I think, pretty critical for my comfort, frankly. Like, I think I have friends who run a more volume-based business and do it really, really well. At the moment, that's not something that I'm interested in pursuing. So I still want to maintain a lean enough team that we can still create that personalized experience while, benefiting from the value of a small team that really expands our capacity, my personal involvement, and kind of widens the funnel of clientele that we can work with from a budget and sort of location perspective.
Yes.
Yes.
What is your number one piece of advice that you would have for a wedding photographer who wants to start an associate program, as far as either how to get started and or, something that they may not be thinking about, or just a lesson that you've learned?
I think in addition to kind of, like I said, really understanding what you want to achieve with an associate program, I would say starting small is my number one advice. Like start with one associate. Maybe it's someone who has second shot with you a number of times and you've just been able to kind of vet both their technical ability, but maybe their general reliability as well. I think the biggest vulnerability of an associate program is that you are like the biggest benefit is also the biggest vulnerability. The biggest benefit is that you're offloading responsibility, and the biggest vulnerability is that you're offloading responsibility. And so that's a great opportunity, but you need to make sure that the people that you've trusted with that are going to, honor your reputation. And so do as much work as you can in the vetting process to feel really confident about that. And then on a practical level, what I do with each of my associates is we have an annual contract. And I try to treat it as much, it's a delicate balance of hiring people as subcontractors because they're not employees of my business. And I really want to respect those boundaries. But I also really want to maintain really clear lines of expectations in both directions. So again, I can't overemphasize how much you need it to be a mutually beneficial relationship in order for it to be sustainable. And so, starting maybe from a position of here's what I want to get out of an associate program and be transparent. Like, obviously, you as a photographer have a goal of making more money, hopefully, offloading work. But ask the question, what would be a desirable or appealing scenario for you as an associate, I think gives them space to sort of speak about their needs, see if you can practically align with their needs. So just start those conversations with a spirit of transparency and respect, and then use that information to distill a very clear agreement and contract that you both are on board with. And I think that sets you up for success in just having a framework of understanding how the relationship works, and then also a framework by which you can subsequently tweak those various elements. And so it's all because of the clarity of our initial contract that has let me evolve with these associates as they've, grown with the business. And I think also validates, like for me, I think one of the things that's been most surprisingly satisfying about this arm of my work is that it's helped me sort of stretch my legs as a manager and get the experience of managing a team, which is often something that you might sacrifice in these more like solopreneur creative ventures. And so I think in the big picture, that's something that I really valued is that, I don't know what's in store 10, 15, 20 years down the line into my career. But it's really nice to know that I've developed through my associate program legitimate managerial experience that can translate to a lot of different, forms of work, in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a really interesting thing for a photographer to think about in asking the question, is starting an associate program the right decision for me, or is it something I want to pursue? Because if you can take a step back and ask yourself, do I really want to manage people? Is that a strength of mine? Is that something like that would be a positive and really add to my business, or would it drain me and take away from my business? Because I think managing other people is certainly a learned and, built strength, but there are just some people who feel like immediately no to that. And if that's the case, I think that's something to consider, is that managing these photographers is going to be a big piece of that, of having an associate program. And that can either be a huge plus and a wonderful thing, like you were talking about, or it could be enough to say maybe an associate program isn't the right thing for my business.
It's all trade-offs, and it's not that my associate program has completely taken my hand out of any real element of the business. I think what you gain from an associate program is larger capacity and maybe certain, for me being a wedding photographer primarily, there are more Saturdays of any given summer season that I have the potential to be at home with my family instead of shooting a wedding. But at least with the way that our arrangement works right now, I'm still editing all their photos. So my editing queue has increased since the associates have come on board. And, I'm super grateful that across my team, they're pretty easy people to manage. They're all wonderful photographers and great administratively. But there is an added element of, I'm now managing on some level the calendars of four other people. I have that much more administrative work to make sure that my systems are in place to support. So, the benefit of increased capacity, less Saturdays that I have to work, has come with the trade-off of increased editing. And so then you come up with subsequent ways to solve those problems. So it's an exciting venture, but I do think it's important for people, and that's one of the reasons why I say start small, is, add one associate to your program, see how your clients respond to that associate, see how the market responds and whether they are booked as readily as you want them to be, and then, incrementally grow the team based on how you feel it's working and the benefit. And I would say, like, just importantly, I think associates require you to be really on top of your numbers, because it's a whole other element of pricing once you have to understand what cut they're getting of each and every wedding, or event or whatever they're photographing for you. So make sure that you have your numbers really dialed to figure out the tax implications of that much more gross revenue going out, but also coming in. That's a whole other conversation, but I think that's a critical piece. Like, besides just the rose-colored glasses of, oh, it would be really cool to have a team of associates, that's a practical element that I would make sure to really understand as you're navigating the negotiations of any given relationship.
Yes, yeah, and I think people can think about an associate program and, like you said, with the rose-colored glasses, see the dollar signs of, gosh, I can, multiply myself and the income that I'm making. But as you pointed out, there's a lot of work that comes along with that, and it's, and that's a good thing because it means that, running a su successful business in whatever capacity you are is going to be a lot of work. The work just sort of changes depending on what you're doing.
Totally, yeah. And I would say too, like, the last sort of important thing for my associates is that at no point do I want the benefit of having an associate team cost the client something in terms of quality, or and I would say quality across the spectrum, both in the photos that they receive, but also in the experience that they have. It's very important to me that a client of mine who chooses to work with an associate of mine, whether because of their budget or just because of my availability, still gets, quote, the Mark Spooner photography experience throughout their booking process. And so if at any point I felt like, the scale of associates is not congruent with the level of service and personalized touch that we want to give, that would be a sign to me that we've kind of reached our threshold before I come up with other supportive measures to make sure that that's in place. So again, more on the rationale of why starting small is important. But I do think it's very possible. I think some, and I was convinced for the longest time that the only way to guarantee that quality was if I was there doing it myself. And I think the opposite is actually true. Like, I think you can get to the point of a single person business where you're spread too thin, and actually offloading is important to improve customer experience. But it is a delicate balance, and it just really requires you to be tapped into all elements of your business from a client experience perspective.
Yes. Wow. Never thought about it that way. That's why I love having you on the podcast. Okay,
Hey,
so
no worries.
final question here. I
Sure.
want to sort of turn the tables a little bit and If there is a photographer listening to this who is thinking, wow, maybe I would like to be an associate shooter myself, as opposed to a photographer who wants to start an associate program, what
Sure.
advice would you have for, like, what in your mind makes a really great associate shooter? You know, what would you tell someone who's thinking about getting into that?
Sure, that's a great question. Having just hired one recently, I would say this is like top of mind. Things that stood out about that person, I would just say, was that there was, like I said, just very open and honest about what they were hoping to get out of an associate program. And I think there's multiple right answers to that. For me, with the type of associates that I'm hiring, I was looking for, vetted, experienced industry professionals who I can trust to be an extension of the quality that I serve. And so, I wasn't in the market for a growing photographer, I'd say. I mean, we can all grow in every season of
Yes.
business. I would say I was in the market for an early stage growing photographer. So being honest and open about where you are in the in your, business tenure is important. And then I think being really strategic in the same way that a photographer hiring associates needs to really know their numbers and what's worth it for any given associate. I think it's important in for you to evaluate how much do you need to make as an associate photographer. It's like any business. What is worth it to you to commit to someone else's client? And so come to the table with, I feel comfortable taking associate level work X amount of months out from that wedding date. And so if your timeline is going to be, I really only, I'm trying to grow my business, and so I only want to say yes to associate work within 3 months of the wedding. For me, that's a totally fine boundary to set, but realistically, my clients are booking a year plus out. And so, maybe I have to pay them more, my associates more, to make that time still worth it for them to commit. So, know what you want to get out of it, be honest. And I would say, the other thing is just like, be honest about areas of growth and transition that you want to see personally, but don't do so at the expense of the photographer who's hiring you. So, I really trust all my associates that they have joined as an MSP associate because it's of mutual benefit to both of us. And there's honor, or there's honor. That's heavy. There's trust in both directions. We're both honoring the work of each other.
Yes.
And so I hope that my associates are paid at a rate and kind of communicated with in a way that honors how much effort they're giving me, and pivoting away from their own business ventures for my sake. And similarly, I hope that the output that they deliver on behalf of my clients honors, the rate that I'm paying them. And so, having a spirit of transparency is really kind of like the biggest thing. And avoid, I think it's just very easy in this industry to sniff out when someone is trying to use you to level themselves up. And there's a degree to which that's okay if it's, again, kind of stated transparently. Second shooting is a great example. Like, it's fine to come to a photographer and say, hey, I really, you're clearly, a couple clicks deeper into this business than I am, and I'd love to second shoot for you for the experience. That may or may not work for you, but it at least kind of frames with some honesty what you're trying to do. And I would say what I'm grateful about my team is that they're impressive photographers in their own right, and they're doing their own business. And the appeal of the associate program kind of varies amongst them, but it's, I don't have a worry from any of them that they're an MSP associate to like Anakin Skywalker me or something, so that's a real trust that's established in the early stages.
It's, I think there is a lot of trust, and I'm laughing because you said the word honor was deep, but it is, I mean, in our, what's so niche about our line of work is that it is, people who are in the wedding industry know that, like, the commitment to be there to photograph someone's wedding day, like, there is this, like, deeper level of commitment than other fields in where something could just be rescheduled, or like, oh, it's not that big of a deal if it's like wedding photographers understand how big of a deal it is to back out or not show up on a wedding day. That's just like it's a wedding day, and there's, I imagine there needs to be this level of mutual respect. And I love what you said about, the trust that really is needed to make something like this work.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to trust that they have equal and correlated like skin in the game.
Yes.
That they are invested in the idea of honoring your brand
Yes.
is the only thing that makes me comfortable enough to like welcome them in.
Yeah.
And so I'm grateful that we really have no horror stories. Several years into doing this, navigating COVID, I'm super grateful that we have yet to really have any issue with the associate team. And I think that's,
It's amazing to
totally,
hear.
yeah,
And I think
totally.
just speaks to the strength of you as a manager and as a business and as a brand that you've been able to. Yeah, but we, Mark and I were talking before we got on the call, and my first time I met Mark was in a COVID, the very, very, very beginning of COVID. There was this, I always told people there was this like underground world of like wedding photographers and wedding industry professionals when we were sort of coming to this understanding that maybe 2020 was going to be this wiped out year. And so we were all getting on Zoom calls together, and what a wild, wild time that was. But it's amazing that you've navigated even this branch of your business through the last couple of years. And it's been really amazing to hear your insight. And Mark, if somebody wanted to find you online or on Instagram, how would they do that?
So online it's just markspoonerphoto.com, and on Instagram my handle is Mark W Spooner. Spooner's thankfully unique enough that it's pretty easy to find, so
Love that. He's a great follow on Instagram. And I will give a short plug that Mark and I are both speakers at an upcoming workshop in Massachusetts. It is called Coterie, and it is April 24th and 25th. Mark is going to be talking on sales and client experience, and we're both going to be on a couple different panels together. So, Mark, thanks so much again for joining us today. All of your insight has been so valuable to, I think, a full like 360 view of associate programs from the stance of someone who wants to start a program to somebody who may want to be an associate shooter. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Kelsey. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
See ya.
Bye, Mark.